We are talking about the Wisconsin Conference on Latinx Art and Culture here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's free virtual talks around Latinx heritage aimed at making connections among artists who have lived in or had significant experience in Wisconsin. Did your relatives make their way home in Wisconsin after traveling from Mexico or Latin America? What cultural traditions did they bring with them? How do you carry forward the art and culture? It's 800-642-1234. Oscar Morales is an author, poet, and founder of Latinos Organizing for Understanding and Development, or goes by the acronym LOUD, which is presenting the conference virtually this Friday. Oscar, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thanks a lot, Kate. I'm excited to be here.
So why is this the moment? Why is it important for us to recognize and appreciate and learn about Hispanic art and culture now in Wisconsin?
Well, first of all, Friday is the last day of Hispanic Heritage Month, where nationally we recognize the contributions of Latinos from all Mexico, Latin America, Central America, Puerto Rico. We recognize their contributions to our country.
And what have you seen as far as contributions to Wisconsin? What do you see from the community?
Well, first of all, we're in all parts of Wisconsin, while some people might assume we're in the larger metropolitan areas, but we're in every township. We're helping out the dairy industry. We're everywhere, and we're here to stay.
So give us some details about the conference and what people can expect.
Well, the conference will be this Friday. It's a virtual conference, so, and it's also free. We'll have filmmakers, poets, muralists, songwriters, just a mix of culture, different art forms, really trying to capture the Latino experience in all its forms and variations.
It sounds like it's going to be very lively and pretty fast moving because these are shorter presentations, I understand.
Yes, with Zoom being an experience we've all had during the pandemic, what we've realized is creating a shorter format along the lines of a TED Talk, about 18 minutes. The only thing I remind the speakers, they don't have to stand and walk around a lot. But it's really a shortened version to really hit the highlights. And I think the audience would have an opportunity to jump in. They might not attend all the sessions, but have an opportunity to stop in, and they know that there's an endpoint.
When you look at the rundown and you look at the list of presenters, what do you hope are some of the major takeaways?
Well, with the Latino Strings Program, I actually worked in Milwaukee at the United Community Center and the predecessor of Latino Arts. You see how the speaker, Denora Marquez, she is able to transmit culture, history, understanding through creating a mariachi. And while the goal is not to have all the students become musicians, the goal is to have them be well-rounded individuals, understand the importance of hard work and practice and working as a team. Those soft skills translate to a better future for everyone.
Yeah, Denora directs the Latino Arts Strings Mariachi Group, and we have a little bit of their summer concert. Let's take a listen. So that's the Mexican folk song, El Son de la Negra. You know, what do you see in terms of the next generation and passing on culture?
Well, first of all, a lot of the Latin American countries are less than 2 or 3 hours away by plane ride. So there's a close connection, both physically, and there's also a sense in all of us a longing for home, a longing to find our roots. You see the growth of Ancestry.com. People want to know our past so they can be better prepared for our future.
We're talking with Oscar Morales, who's an author, poet, founder of Latinos Organizing for Understanding and Development, which is presenting the state's first Latinx Arts and Culture Conference set for this Friday in a virtual format. You can join in. What are your favorite aspects of Latino culture? Is it the music, the art, the on-screen performances and storytelling? Join in at 800-642-1234. Your keynote speaker is Zarco Guerrero, a sculptor, a mask maker, performance artist working in Arizona. What do you hope that Zarco can convey?
Well, I had the pleasure of meeting Zarco when I was 19 years old. My older brother was working at the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh, and he was actually the first artist I ever met of Latino descent. And he does these amazing masks that really highlight the pre-Columbian culture. And he really talked about how we need to use our culture as a tool to really cross boundaries, cross understanding, and really make connections with others. And he believes art can do that.
And I love seeing his masks on a bright lemony colored wall. And there are these brilliant expressive faces. And each one, you know, you say pre-Columbian culture. I see the ancient people and wise people in his art. How does the art speak to you?
Well, as a poet, it's how do you use the tools that you're given to really transmit culture, create opportunities for understanding. And I think through those experiences, we can bring our community together.
Yeah. One of my favorites of Zarco's is the mask he made of himself, like the self-portrait mask. I got a real kick out of that one. That was really creative.
Yeah, I was actually in Phoenix earlier this summer, and we had a chance to walk through his gallery, and he has a large puppetry. He understands that while it would be nice to be able to focus on just his mask making, he had an opportunity to go to Japan and do that. He's a sculptor. He's a puppetry. He's a muralist. He's really used and expanded his talent to really create a career and a lifestyle for himself as a working artist.
So moving on to another session featuring Armando Ibarra, a professor of Chicano and Latino studies at UW-Madison, exploring public health, which is, of course, extremely important in these times. Why would you include this topic in the conference about arts and culture?
Well, Dr. Ibarra had a team of organizers and educators who went to all the small communities in Wisconsin and did focus groups. He wanted to hear from the individuals, the families, and find out what is their experience. And using those tools and those conversations, really to how do we improve their lives? And sometimes it doesn't take a lot, but if you don't spend the time to listen, it's hard to, you know, you're just guessing. And I think, especially nowadays, we need to use science more than anything else.
Well, and you know, this is an open-ended question, and take this wherever it may travel, but how is your community and the Latinx community doing in the pandemic?
Well, fortunately, here in Dane County, under the leadership of our Latino Health Council, we have one of the highest vaccination rates for Latinos in most of the counties across the country. But you need bilingual staff that are working with vaccination, doing the outreach. So you need that cultural competence and that connection to the community. Many of these people are hoping to pursue a medical degree, and this gives them that hands-on experience they need as they're working their way through medical school.
Yeah, and you know, that cultural competence piece, so important. And I'm wondering, can you point to examples of where the community is receiving resources and services to be supported during this COVID time, or where there are gaps, where you are witnessing a lack of resources?
Well, I know here in Dean County, the Latino Health Council was able to work with a local radio station, La Movida. Mm-hmm. They were able to really work with a local grocery store to do vaccinations, because that's where people go. People want to, you know, purchase their daily essential items. And I think the other thing is, Latinos are essential workers. They're the ones that are been during this pandemic working and making sure that we're able to have all the goods and services that we need each day.
We have poet Oscar Morales organizing the Wisconsin Conference on Latinx Art and Culture, a virtual conference set for Friday with TED Talk style shorter presentations on Zoom. Do you have a favorite Latinx poet, musician, actor, or filmmaker? Who are they? What do you love about them? Be part of this conversation, 800-642-1234. Back in a minute with Oscar Morales here on the Ideas Network. We're exploring a conference Friday on Latinx art and culture in Wisconsin on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Glad you could be here. So this is the first of what organizer and poet Oscar Morales hopes will become an annual showcase of the artistic achievements of Hispanic residents, who, by the way, account for the largest racial minority group in Wisconsin. Do you plan to attend the conference? What do you hope to learn or take away from it? Join in, 800-642-1234. Oscar Morales is with us for about 8 more minutes. So this conference, Oscar, is being presented through your organization known as LOUD, standing for Latinos Organizing for Understanding and Development. Besides the conference, what does this group do?
Well, it was founded about 6 years ago when I was appointed Poet Laureate of Madison. And while the Poet Laureate program had a couple of activities already in place, we wanted to really expand it. What I found is that the Milwaukee Poet Laureate was sponsored by the Milwaukee Public Library. Mm-hmm. So I partnered up with the Madison Public Library, and we did a number of events, including parking ticket poetry, mm-hmm. where we created parking tickets, poems written by the poet laureates. And we saw people would pick up what looked like a parking ticket on April Fool's Day, which was National Poetry Month, and see a poem and have a smile versus a real parking ticket. I think last year when they had a lot of the State Street was boarded up, we created a website called MadisonMurals.com, which working with the Umoja magazine, we created an issue that really showcased all the murals, and the website, MadisonMurals.com, created lesson plans. One of our donors mentioned that the Umoja magazine became her daughter's go-to-bed book. Daughter wanted her to explain what's the story behind these pictures. So we've been doing a number of different activities really to use art as a vehicle, not only for social change, but for understanding.
You mentioned murals, and you have muralist Reynaldo Hernandez, who's created art and within various communities throughout Wisconsin. What is his participation like here as a muralist?
Well, if you drive down the interstate in Milwaukee going downtown, you'll see his beautiful mural as you leave the near south side. I've had the opportunity in my past work to work on a couple murals with, commission a couple of murals with Reynaldo. And he's an amazing artist, even a more amazing person. But he understands the whole history of murals. So part of it's it really his sessions not only about his artwork, but the culture and understanding that goes into his artwork.
Mm-hmm. And the endurance, how much work goes into a mural. That is a labor of love. That's really intense.
Yeah, and he's created murals that last, you know. So the right material, the right paint, the right epoxy to kind of make sure it's both anti-graffiti and that'll withstand the sunlight. It's really an art form in itself, the production end.
Mm. We're talking with Oscar Morales, who's a poet, founder of Latinos Organizing for Understanding and Development, which is presenting the state's first Latinx Arts and Culture Conference set for Friday in a virtual format. You can join in 800-642-1234. Another presenter we talked to here on the morning show just in August, Alejandro Miranda Cruz, who created the movie Trace the Line. And he described for us the challenges and the opportunities of making a film in the middle of both the pandemic and the Black Lives Matter protests. Here's some of what he said.
We were also very nimble and accommodating to what was happening live. And so as events were unfolding, we were writing them into the narrative.
So how have films caused or captured social change in Latino culture and communities, Oscar?
Well, first of all, Alejandro is our next generation. Hmm. He's the future. And if you've had a chance to see his films, it's not just a camera and two people, it's a whole production. And so him and his wife, Noelle at Brave Bird, had done an amazing job of, being in the moment. I think everyone ran away from the pandemic. He rushed in and saw it as an opportunity to really talk about, racial justice, kind of relationships, how art fits in, and how the pandemic really affected us a lot more than we realize. Watching the film just took me back there to this situation where isolated, unknown, not clear about the future, and that's the power of film to do that.
Mm. A few of the breakout sessions are being presented in Spanish. Why is that important?
Well, it's when you talk about cultural competence, it's language, culture, it's a way of transmitting a better sense of who we are and who we want to be. I think for some of the Spanish teachers out there looking for some extra things to add to their class, this workshop will provide not only the language, but provide the context of Latino art, history, and really bring it together so we can have some cross-cultural understanding.
Poetry as well, part of this conference, something near and dear to you, to your heart, serving two terms as Poet Laureate of Madison. I'm wondering, would you mind reading us one of your poems today?
Sure. I have a poem called My Mother is a Social Worker Who Works in a Hospital. My mother is a social worker who works in a hospital. She makes daily visits, checks her charts, and shares small talk with the patients as she brightens up their rooms. My mother is a social worker who works in a hospital. She's always the first one at the scene, just like the television doctors, whether in the birthing room, at my niece Amanda's arrival, or at the operating table, medicine's trap door. My mother is a social worker who works in a hospital. My mother translates for the Spanish patients, especially after surgery. She touches their fear with words that can heal. My mother is a social worker who works in a hospital. Surprisingly, there is little blood on her pink uniform, just a day's sweat and dirt. You wouldn't know she was a cleaning lady if you looked in her eyes. My mother is a social worker who works in a hospital.
Oscar, thank you for your words that can heal and can touch us.
I think it's just a testament not only to my mother, but it's how we, as hardworking, caring, family-oriented culture, it's just not only doing our job, it's providing the best we can do and giving all of us, no matter what we do. And I think this conference will really share the best of our culture and why we're going to help America get through all this pandemic and all this social strife.
Oscar, thank you for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Kate Archer-Kent.
Oscar Morales, author, poet, founder, which presenting the state's first Latinx Arts and Culture Conference virtually this Friday. News update is next on the Ideas Network.